I welcome us all to once again another time of alignment. Welcome to Alignment 2020. Glory to God. You must understand that life in itself is like a line. It's like a line. There is a race. There is a walk. There is a process. There is a path. Now, by the time you begin to use words like this, you are talking about a line. So, coming into alignment is a major part of life. Glory to God. So, by the special grace of God, I'll be beginning a series that we bless your heart. And I have captioned it, Life on a Mission. Life on a Mission. Life on a Mission. Praise the Lord. Life on a Mission. There are two key words in that statement. Life and mission. So by the grace of God, during the course of this series, we want to understand what it means to live with a sense of purpose. What it means to live with a sense of alignment. What it means to live with a sense of identity. Have you ever wondered what the true definition of life is? Are you disturbed about the struggles around you? Why is it that life seems to be characterized with so much struggles? I remember growing up, I've heard people make statements like, life no easy. This life no easy. Life is tough. This life is mysterious. There are a lot of statements people have made about life itself. Have you also ever wondered, who am I? Where am I from? What is this life all about? And then, have you ever imagined, especially in these times where we are trying to maximize the seasons, the lockdown and what is happening around us, have you ever wondered, how come it as if you have so many books to read, so many messages to listen to, so many online channels flying around, and then it's making you more confused? Does it seem as though the more you listen to messages, the more you read books, the more you attend seminars that attempts to define life, you become more confused? It will amaze you to know that so many, in their quest to find the true meaning of life, lost their life. Do you hear what I'm saying? In their quest to find meaning for existence, they lost their own life. Sometimes, the more you read, the more you can become confused. And this confusion is not only to those that are not spiritual. Even we that have some measure of spirituality, we listen to so many messages about calling, so many messages about purpose, so many messages about who you are, and then you just get stuck. Because it appears that this morning, you just maybe read a book and you felt, oh, maybe God has called me to sing. And then tomorrow, you get into an atmosphere where most of what is done there is maybe tailoring. You say, maybe it's not even singing. Maybe it's even tailoring that God has called me to do. Because we have not been able to accurately understand what that word calling means, we can just use it for anything. Maybe possibly because we can do it very well. Just conclude, it's my calling because I can do it very well. Does it look as though the more exposed you become to certain information, the more confused you are? Or are you really seeking for genuine answers to what, number one, life is, number two, God is, and then number three, what spirituality is? Have you ever sat down and begin to wonder, what really is life? Who really is God? And what really is spirituality? Now, these are questions that you would always meet the day you choose to live a life of a missionary. These are issues that will linger in your heart the day you make up your mind and say, no way, I will not continue as an enemy. I want to live my life with a focus. The day you set on this journey, listen to me, many questions will begin to spring in your heart. And by the special grace of God, I trust that this series will be timely in helping you find out what life really is. So by means of introduction, please allow me to say this. You cannot define life and live it well outside the intention of God Himself. You cannot define life, number one, and live it well outside of the intention of the one who created it. Genesis 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So, if you conclude, or perhaps to some, it may still be an assumption until proven otherwise. But for someone like me, if I have concluded that God is the creator of life, it means He that is the creator is the one that can answer the question of what is life. Am I communicating? No man can define who life is. Not even science, not even medicine, not even politics, not even government, not even philosophers. Thank God for the ability to search details. Thank God for the ability to carry out experiments. But the truth is, they are only carrying out experiments on what has already been what? Determined. Glory to God. God is the creator of life. Say it with me. All life was created by God. So, I repeat. Life cannot be defined. Life cannot be well lived outside of what God intended it to be. Everyone created by God, everyone made by God, was born into this world. Everyone made by God, everyone created by God, was born into this world. So birth, as it were, is the beginning of life. But please let me say this to you. Everyone born was created by God for a purpose. There is a reason for life. The only way to live a purposeful life is to live a life on purpose. The only way to live a purposeful life is to live life on purpose. In other words, the starting and ending of life is discovering the purpose of life. Outside discovery of what life really is, we live with struggles. As a matter of fact, every time you attempt to define life or the meaning of purpose outside the intention of God Himself, your definition will be wrong. Your definition will be flawed and your definition will be incomplete. Can I say that again? Every time you attempt to define life, anytime you attempt to define purpose outside agenda of God, outside the plan of God, outside the arrangement of God, outside the intention of God, anytime you try to explain God out of life, life in itself will not have any meaning. What am I trying to say in effect? God, the creator of life, is the one that designed life for the very reason He wants it to be. The reason why there is chaos, the reason why there are struggles today, is because we have to redefine life. We have tried to explain God out of existence. We are trying to find meaning to life outside of the reason God Himself designed life. Are you following me? The reason why there are struggles, the reason why there are chaos, the reason why people are confused, the reason why there is depression is because many try to find the meaning of life outside the way God designed life to be. You must know this. Life on earth is a definite arrangement of a purposeful and well-planned agenda of God. Life on earth is an arrangement, definite one, well spelled out. That verse we read, Psalm 139, verse 12. He said, both darkness and day are alike. Both darkness and light, rather, are alike to God. So there is nothing that is unclear before God. There is nothing that is a shade of gray before God. That's the reason why I use that word, definite. You know what I'm saying? It means it has been defined. I want to establish this. See, if this thing can come so strong into your heart, life itself will make meaning. Because the true meaning of life has been defined by the originator of the life. You cannot just wake up and define life the way you like. When you yourself, you are a product of life. Praise God. Life on earth is a definite arrangement of a purposeful and well-planned out agenda of God. Somebody say agenda. Look up, everybody. There are three words that every believer must have sound understanding of. And when we use these words, we don't just use the words as a cliche or as a slogan or just term that is associated with a kingdom life or Christianity. One is course. C-O-U-R-S-E. Course. Course. C-O-U-R-S-E. Course. Another one is agenda. Agenda. And then another one is phase or dispensation. Phase or dispensation. Any believer that do not have the accurate understanding of these three words will struggle to live. Because life is a course, C-O-U-R-S-E, that have been designed by God Himself. Praise God. Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said, I have finished my course. And that's a definite statement, isn't it? Means he understood what a course is. So when we are talking about life on a mission, we are talking about life on a course. C-O-U-R-S-E. Life on a course. When we are talking about life on a mission, we are talking about a life that has an agenda. When we are talking about life on a mission, we are talking about a life that understands its phases and its dispensations. So if these terms are still big terms to you as a believer, please pause and go and search them out. Because defining life outside the idea of the Creator is setting up yourself for a life of frustration. Attempting to define life outside the concept of God Himself is setting up yourself for a life of what? Struggles. What Jesus told Apostle Paul as what? Kicking your feet against the brick. Can you say with me? I understand life. The reason why there is so much confusion in our world today is because the world has tried to define life. And you see, what many believers are trying to do, not many, let me not use the word many now, what some believers are now trying to do is to not try to use the world against the world. W-O-R-L-D. Against W-O-R-D. The reason why many at times it is difficult to explain spiritual concepts to believers is because we want to use the world to always explain spiritual things. Are you following me? So that is now making even understanding purpose, understanding mission, understanding what God is doing, even difficult. Because rather than we use the word, W-O-R-D, to explain what is happening in the world, we are allowing the world to do that for us. And that's because we have, like the Bible said, if the foundation be destroyed, what will the righteous do? Now that's because the real foundation on which our life should be laid is not there. So life now is a merry-go-round. Life, for some, is a funfair. For some, it's a depressive agenda. For some, it's they're distracted. For some, it's confusing. And just a few who chooses now to say, from today, I say no to whatever definition the world has told me about life. A lot of wrong definitions about life. And because of that, when we become born again, it is difficult to now reconcile the ideologies of the world about life with the scriptures provision of life. And that's why I like Romans 12, verse 2. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. I pray that through this teaching, your mind is renewed in the name of Jesus. Allow me to say this. All of the physical and spiritual forces are lined up to carry out God's course, God's agenda. Very important. Please take note of this. All of creation, is on a course to carry out God's agenda. All of creation. This earth, what you see on this earth, life, especially the non-human aspects of life, animals, plants, the galaxies, the firmament, everything, they cooperate to carry out God's agenda. But it's unfortunate that it's only man that is the stubborn head. It's rather unfortunate. And that's the reason why it appears that the more man is living on this earth, the more the earth is losing its sense of value. You and I know that this is not the way earth was when Adam was in Eden. You know now, it can't be this way. The problems we are facing in our societies today is because even the earth, I'm not talking about the world now, the earth is not happy the way we are handling it. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that the whole creation, they are traveling till when the sons will be manifested. Earth is weeping. They are saying, oh, that Jesus will just come and let this present world go. That's when they are going to be living in their ideal way. That's when they are going to be living the way they were made. I'm establishing some things here. Please follow me. The earth, you see, life already has a posture that God is my word, is my creator. That's why, check Genesis 1. Look at what God said. He said, have what? Dominion. So, earth itself answers to what? the life of a man that is in alignment. That's the truth. The earth. That's the reason why. The reason why we are struggling. One of the reasons why people are struggling to live is because the world is trying to influence the earth. That's why when Jesus came, Jesus did not come from the world. He came from God. And check, every other of the earth bowed to him. Go and read scriptures. Winds, they bowed to him. Water bowed. Even animals, even death bowed to him. Because we are beginning to spend time to study all of these things. We are spending time lost in all of these things, knowledge of these things. But we forget that these things won't have meaning until purpose is what? Is discovered. They are only living to carry out what? An assignment. Glory to God. Everything on earth answers to the cause of God. C-O-U-R-S-E now. Ah, glory to God. Are you being enlightened? The earth. It's unfortunate that people are finding relevance from the things of the earth. It's an anomaly. That's what Ecclesiastes tried to say. He said, I have seen servants, what? Riding on horsetop. And what? And princes using bare feet. I pray for you. That whatever wrong definition that the world has given to you will be stripped off by the revelation of the word. Genesis 1, the Bible says in verse 28, and God blessed man and said what? Have dominion. Everything. The Bible says in Colossians that everything was created for the pleasure of the Son. Let's read Revelation chapter 4 verse 11. The Bible says in Revelation 4 verse 11, you are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and they exist because you created what you pleased. Did you see that? I like the way the King James Version rendered it. He said, all things were created for your pleasure. They are and were created. Did you see that? All things. He said, number one, you have created all things. And number two, all things exist for your pleasure. Everything. Somebody say everything. Everything. I like the way Jesus lived. He spoke to tree not to bear fruit. The tree stopped bearing fruit. He walked on water. Everything he did. Now, do you know why he was able to do that? Everybody say, ideal understanding. Say it with me. Say, ideal understanding. He had a perfect understanding of what life is all about. So note this, whatever struggle you are having in your life right now is traceable to lack of understanding. Whatever struggle you are having in your life, anybody, whether spiritual, whether physical, is traceable because an understanding is out of joint. And there are few understandings that put life in the right perspective. And that's what we're going to be looking at. Understanding of purpose. Understanding of mission. Why this life in God's idea is all about. Glory to God. All things were created for your pleasure. All things. All things. And let me say this. Central. To God's purpose for creating the earth, the heaven and the earth. Central to God's purpose of creating the earth, and the heavens are two persons are central to this agenda of God. How about you say two persons? They are the core of this plan. Number one, Christ the Son. Number two, we the creature, man. There are two core individuals now. Yeah, two core personalities that are at the base of this plan. Number one is Christ the Son. And then number two is man, the creature. Earth and heaven exist for these two reasons. Glory to God. Man, as a matter of fact, that the release or the revelation of Christ is to bring us into the full picture of the plan and purpose of God. So do you know what I think? Christ knew his purpose. John 18, verse 37. Jesus speaking to Pilate, he said, "For this reason was I born. For this cause." Huh? Did you see that? He said, "To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. And everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." So Christ knew his purpose. He knew his reason. He knew his place. Because the same statement that Apostle Paul made, Apostle Paul was only trying to replicate the statement his Creator made. The last statement Jesus made was, "It is what? Finished." Apostle Paul said, "I have what? Finished." It means it is only those that have understanding of start that can always reach a finish. Please follow me slowly. I'm taking this thing slowly so that you will understand when we begin to say some things, you will know why we make those statements. Central to the plan of God, central to the purpose of God for heaven and earth is, number one, his Son. And you can see that in Colossians chapter 1, if you read 18 and 19. Christ is the one that what? Created all things. The Bible says he is the head of the church, of the body, the church, because that was included in the plan too. Who is the what? The beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may what? Have the preeminence. Now that is his place in the plan. Life itself, defined outside of Christ, like we Lovelace said, is a life filled with what? With crisis. Because Christ is the perfect definition of life. You must establish that. So you can't talk about purpose. You can't talk about mission and leave Christ out of it. It will not amount to anything before God. Glory to God. You can't. How dare you define life and leave Christ out of it? Heaven and earth was created as works of his hands. If you go back to verse 16 now, let's go back to verse 16. He said, "For by him all things were created." How dare you define life and leave Christ out of it? Is that not foolishness? How do you define life outside the idea of the Creator? You now see why the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Listen to me. Christ is a life giver. I'm tired of people seeing Christ as a religious figure. Christ is not a religious figure. Christ is a life giver. The first creature, the first earth was in ruins because the first man failed. So the real owner of the life is Christ. And when he came, what did he come to give? John 10 verse 10. He said, "The thief cometh not but to steal, kill and destroy." He said, "But I have come that what? You may have life, and life in its fullness. Abundant life." He was not just talking about breathing and eating. He was talking about real life. Glory to God. Are you being edified? I feel blessed in my spirit. that I have this understanding. Say it wherever you are. I am privileged to have this understanding. He is the creator of the life. So, we preaching that people should receive the life of Christ is not a religious message. It's the message itself. It is the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to receive the life of Christ. Do you hear what I just said? The purpose of life is to receive the life of Christ. The life of Adam is to give us body, but the life of Christ is to give us spirit. And that spirit is the real life. There's no time for me to begin to explain to you how the course of this world is joined to a spiritual system. Everything that is happening in this world is spiritually defined. It is ignorant that will make anybody to conclude that this life is just what eyes can see. Because life itself is a perfect script of a definite creator who created it with an intention in mind. Number one, to make his son preeminent. And then bring other sons along with him. And that's where you're now falling. So that's why I establish it. That the purpose of life, number one, is that Christ be all in all. And then number two, that you be one in Christ. That's the perfect two lines definition of the purpose of life. Number one, that Christ be what? Be all in all. And then number two, that you be one with who? With Christ. That's the perfect summary to life itself. If this has not become your conviction, if this has not become your reality, you can never be called a man on a mission. Because a man on a mission, sir, is the man that, number one, have understood that life is created by God, and the reason he created it is to establish the Son as the what? The all in all. And then through the Son, he will bring sons to become one with him. So a man on a mission is a man that understands that purpose. Is a man that understands that plan. Is a man that understands that agenda. Is a man that understands that course. So daily, everybody say daily, he lives with that consciousness that I'm a man on a mission. What is the mission? The mission is the plan of the Father to make all things to become one with the Son. And then me, I am what? I am joined to that Son. Glory to God. Well, that's the definition of life. As believers, we must embrace this definition. Because God created man so that man will cooperate with him through his Son to carry out his purpose. Man was created to cooperate with Christ to carry out the purpose. So having established the basis of life, there are a few things you can pick up from what I've said. Number one, God is the creator of life. Number two, man is a creature of God. Number three, the reason God created man is so that man will be one with his Son, so that his Son will be Lord of all. So that's what heaven and earth is working towards. That's what the prophet walked towards, the kings, everything in this world. While I was listening to messages and reading scriptures on eschatology, signs of the end time, some of you listening to so many messages when the coronavirus was spreading, talked about 5G and many things people talked about. When I read scriptures and I saw so many of the narratives, do you know what happened to me? I rejoiced. Do you know why I rejoiced? It dawned more on me that heaven and earth is working towards one cause. And what is that cause? To carry out the plan of God. It dawned on me. Even all these principalities and powers, they are all messengers. They are messengers of God. If somebody wakes up and decides now that he wants to set up a one world order, he's only fulfilling scriptures. So he's only playing into prophecies. Just the same way they played into the prophecy of Jesus coming. Just the same way they played into the prophecy of Jesus being crucified and being buried and resurrected. All these prophecies are what? Are coming to pass. So what manner of man should you be when you read things like that happening? Somebody say, we rejoice. Do you know why I rejoice? Because now I can see that what I read in the Bible is not a lie. It's the truth. It's the truth. So I align myself. So it only makes me to be more mission what? Conscious. So when I read about 5G and Internet of Things, after some time, somebody can be in his room or can be in his workplace and be controlling things that are happening in his house by just a chip. And then I remember what scripture says. And rather than being discouraged, you know what happens to me? I put myself more in the state of a man with a mission. It goes to mean that I am just a part of that puzzle too. Glory to God. It goes to mean that in that agenda of God, I have a what? I have a place there. So rather than being afraid, it's unfortunate that we listen to messages or we read analysis and then we become scared. So this world will end. How will you be scared that this world will end? The world, it's the earth itself. Scripture said in Romans 8, is already what? Traveling in pains. Romans 8, if you start reading from verse 19, 20 and 21. The earth is in pain. Apostle Paul made a statement. He said, oh, I want to leave this body. Let me leave. So any believer that is feeling sad that the world is coming to an end or Jesus is coming soon, I don't understand what a believer that person is. We are enduring this world. This is not our perfect abode. We are men on a mission. We are living a life with the consciousness that this was where Christ started and this is where God is going. In between, we are just players bringing to pass the desires of God. So, in understanding how to find your place as a man on a mission, there are three major foundations you must lay. Now, this is your responsibility now. And that's the focus of this series. You can call it the foundation of a life on a mission. The foundation of a life on a mission. Having understood God's plan, having understood the place Christ holds, and having known that you are a key player in that plan, it leaves you with one responsibility. Someone say with me, I lay a foundation. And there are three of them. Number one, the first foundation you must lay as a man on a mission is what I call identity. Identity. A man on a mission is a man that knows who he is. Identity. Who are you? The first question you need to ask yourself in living a life as a man on a mission is to ask yourself, who am I? Say it with me, identity. Number two, the second core foundation a man on a mission must lay is the foundation of why I am. Why I am. Why I live. Why. Why. And I call it purpose. Foundation number one, identity. Foundation number two, purpose. Purpose. Identity talks about who you are. The second most essential foundation a man on a mission must lay is the foundation of what? why I am. Go read scriptures from Genesis till wherever the Bible stops, Revelation, and the Bible we are living. You know, we are still living the Bible. God never calls a man and leaves the man confused of his purpose. Never. He or she may not have the full grasp of it, but he will know. Jeremiah 1 verse 5. He said, before I what? I formed thee, I knew thee. That's Psalm 139. We read. See verse 12 now. He said, there is no what? There is no darkness. Nothing is unclear before God. So if we serve a God that is intentional, we serve a God that is purposeful, it means we are definite creatures of a purpose. Of purpose. We are created for a purpose. We are creatures of purpose. In other words, we are men on a mission. So number one, identity. Number two, purpose. Number three, I call it timing. 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 T-I-M-I-N-G. Timing. The first foundation is a foundation of identity. Who am I? Second, why I am. Purpose. Three, timing. When I am. So every man on a mission must understand who he is. He must know why he lives. And he must know when to carry out the aspects of these purposes. Number one, you must know who you are. Number two, you must know the purpose for which you were created. The purpose you live for. And then number three, the timing of when these purposes will be carried out. And I call it aspects, phases. That's why I used the word earlier, phases. Because while I read 2 Timothy 4, I think from verse 11 now, when Paul was saying, I have finished my course. It dawned on me so well that everyone that comes into Christ has a place. And the place that everyone has will be accomplished in phases. Let's start from verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 5. But you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at bringing others to Christ. Complete the ministry God has given you. Complete the ministry God has given you. He now said, as for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. Now that's the point I want to bring out. The time of my departure. In it. Glory to God. A man on a mission understands timing. Jesus said, he said, the time is what? It's come. You know, he knew when he was going to die. He told them, we are. Get up, let's go. He went the first time. He said, can't you pray with me? They were just sleeping and praying. After he said, we are wake up, it's time. Let me tell you this. The reason why people struggle to understand times and seasons is the same reason why they struggle to live. The foundation of their life is not well laid. You want to live life as a kingdom citizen. I know you got born again somehow because you didn't want to go to hell. Good. I know you got born again somehow. You were being prayed for. You were sick. And then you got healed and you saw Jesus as a loving Jesus and you got saved. But listen to me. regardless of the door you passed to come into Christendom, regardless of the door you passed into salvation, now that you have come, Apostle Paul made a statement. He said, no other foundation can any man lay except the foundation that have been laid in Christ. And let me tell you three things that are scripted on that foundation. Number one is identity. Number two is purpose. And number three is timing. In Christ, you find out who you are. In Christ, you understand what God is doing. And in Christ, you navigate through all the seasons. And that's the reason why anybody that does not have a relationship with Christ, forget about how many houses he has built, forget about how popular he is, forget about what he has achieved on this world, as far as Christ is not in that life is a wasted life. Because we already saw from Colossians 1 that the perfect definition of life is life in Christ. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I pray that in this season, it will begin to dawn on every believer that the systems of this world, they are collapsing. And listen to me, they are not collapsing because they don't have joints with which to stand. They are collapsing because the time of the Son of Man is coming close. And Scripture already said it. That when the time is coming close, so many things will happen. A believer must understand timing. The first miracle Jesus did, performed, he told his mother, he said, my time has not what? Has not yet come. A man of a mission understand what? Timing. One day they came to him and they said, sir, you made a lot of statements, I think Matthew 23. And he said, can you tell us when these things will begin to what? Happen. What will be the signs? He began to explain time to them. Listen to me. A man on a mission understands times. You should be able to tell people why what is happening in your life around this time is happening. If you are a man on a mission. I like Apostle Paul. The Bible says Apostle Paul said, this is 2 Timothy now, chapter 1. He made a statement. He made started from verse 9. He said, God loved me and saved us, not according to our works. He now said, for this reason, he ordained me to be an apostle. He now went on to say, for this reason, I am what? I am suffering. He now went on to say, please, don't weep because I am suffering. Don't allow it to what? Discourage you. He now said in verse 12, he said, for I know whom I what? I believe. He said, for I am what? Persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until. What is until? Somebody say timing. He understood it. Solid foundation. Do you know who you are? The first temptation Jesus met was Jesus got from the devil. Was a temptation of identity. If you know you are the Son of God, turn stone to bread. Life will never frustrate you until it discovers you cannot answer the question of who you are. Can I tell you the truth? Majority of what you are going through in life right now is asking you one question. Who are you? The second foundation, essential, is why are you here? I don't think there is any prophet in scriptures that never knew why they were there. The ones that never knew, they never amounted to anything in God's purpose and plan. Jeremiah said, okay, God was speaking to him. He said, see, this day I have what? Raised you up to plant, to pull down, to destroy, and the rest. John the Baptist, he came. They were asking him, are you Elijah? Are you this? Are you that? He said, no, I am not the Jesus that will come. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Oh, that I may know who I am. As we round up the first part of this series, I wanted to go ahead and pray this prayer and say, Lord, oh, that I will know who I really am. One day, Scripture said, Jesus called his disciples. in Matthew chapter 16. He asked them, he said, come on, disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They began to guess. They began to say a lot of things. And guess what? Peter stood up. And listen to me. It's a foundation. Because the next statement Jesus made after the answer was foundational. A life not laid on understanding of identity. A life not laid on understanding of purpose. A life not laid on understanding of timing will never amount to anything before God. Jesus, Peter looked at Jesus and said, you are Jesus, the Son of the living God. Guess what Jesus said? He said, flesh and blood has not revealed it. He said, on this statement you have made, I shall what? Build my church, and the devil can't prevail. The reason why it appears that there are struggles that are defeating us is because of lack of identity. The reason why it appears that there are challenges that are difficult for us to surmount is because of lack of purpose. Pilate was pressing on Jesus. He was looking for every way to release Jesus. Do you know that? Pilate looked for every way to release Jesus. But you see, Jesus was not careful to start begging him to release him. That's why we must be. Listen, you must understand purpose. There are some things you are praying right now that God should take away. He won't take it away. It's part of the plan. It is when it dawns on you that this thing that is happening is, you know, is part of the plan. If you read scriptures, especially the Gospels, you will see when they will now make a statement that this will fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. This will fulfill what was spoken by the prophet of Jeremiah. All through the epistles, we can see things like that. That means everything that happens on earth, the one that has happened, the one that is happening, and the one that will still happen is for a purpose. It is only purposeful men that have accurate answers to the challenges of life. Because every challenge in life is asking three questions. Number one, who are you? Number two, why? Why are you? Why are you here? And then number three, what is happening? What are you doing? That's what that challenge is asking you. You are knocking at the door of a job. Now it's not opening. It's asking you that three questions. Who are you? See, purpose answers any question. In Mark 11, because Jesus already knew that his time of departure was coming close, and there was a prophecy that was going to be fulfilled that would require that he will ride on a donkey. And then he went to the disciples. He said, when you go, there is a street called Straight. You will see a house, and there you will see a colt that is tied. He said, lose it and bring it. They now asked him a question. He said, what if they ask? Because they know Jesus perhaps cannot afford a coat. So it's not his own. But guess the answer. If they ask, tell them the master needs it. Somebody say purpose. The same thing with the room he used for his for the Lord's Supper. Purpose. Understanding of purpose, coming to realize the reason why life is, answers many questions. And listen, the good news is this, it opens doors as well. That's it. A popular story, and I'll round up with this. Paul and Silas. We used to sing that song a lot. But you see, those were men that understood what? Purpose. They performed a miracle, and the young lady that they delivered was a money making machine for the owners, for the parents also. So those people, they had authority in the land, and they bundled them and put them in prison. But scripture said, at a point, they began to what? Sing. You know, religion has told us it was because they were in prison. That's why they were singing praise, because praise breaks doors and all those things. Listen to me, read your Bible very well. They were doing what they would have done if they were in their house. So the prison door does not change anything. So they only just continued. They were not praying any special prayer to be delivered from prison. Were they not the same people that were flogged? And the Bible said they went back and they were happy that they were flogged for the sake of Christ. So who told you they were singing so that the chains will fall? Scripture said while they were singing, the Bible said there was an earthquake. And the door of the prison what? Opened. Meaning that they were free from their chains. But listen to me. Every time a chain falls, it is for a reason. God doesn't just deliver you so that you have a husband or so that you will born children. That's just a small fragment of the main reason. They would have run. Possibly if it was me. Then though, I would have run. Oh, freedom at last. But no. Scripture said that the moment the earthquake ceased and everywhere was calm, the jailer began to kill himself. And then Paul and Silas, they screamed. Acts 16. That story is in Acts 16, I think so. And they told them, "We are here. Don't kill yourself. We are not living here in a hurry. We cannot waste earthquake. We cannot waste the move of God. No, in my generation, I can't waste the move of God. How can I see this kind of sign and I will not run away? Now only me this." No, God wouldn't have dispatched this kind of signs for just me to run. Purpose, everybody. The Bible said, they preached, that man knelt before them. They preached salvation to that man. Not only that man got saved, that night, he took them to his family. They preached to his family. His family got saved. They were baptized that night. And Paul and Silas came back to the cell. I know you've not read that one before. The one you are used to is Paul and Silas. They pray. They sang. The Holy Ghost came down. The coming of the Holy Ghost is not for you to just have house, car, and all those things. Those things are just the lower part of those things. How can an earthquake like this come? And the only thing they can do is to go and share testimony with their people that earthquake came. No way. We are not going to live here without carrying out the purpose for which we were brought here. Kalaros yata. They preached to that family. Scripture said that family, the whole house got saved. They went back to the prison. The next day, they were legally released. Oh, that you will understand that everything happening in your life is for a purpose. Not your purpose. Not for yourself. But for the reason for which you have been created. I want you to understand this. That life itself will make no sense if lived for self. The greatest attack on anything is when self mixes up with that thing. The day self came upon Eve, they ate the fruit. The day self came upon Saul, King Saul, he took the place of Samuel, which he shouldn't have taken. But because Paul and Silas, they were rid of self, rather than running away from an open cell, they used that cell to preach the gospel. Because that is the reason the Holy Ghost came. How do I know? Acts 1 verse 8. Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost had come upon you. I'm sure when they saw that move, it reminded them of the day of Pentecost. And you and I know what happened on the day of Pentecost. Souls were saved. So they knew that if God would have moved this way in a prison cell, it's because soul needs to be saved. That's what it means to be a man on a mission. all things work together for good to them that love God and they're called according to his purpose. Can we begin to pray? Oh, go ahead and begin to pray. Can we begin to pray? Wherever you are, can you just lift your voice and begin to pray? Jesus, you're going to pray, you're going to pray. Want us to pray. The first prayer is going to be prayer. You're going to pray and say, Lord, I acknowledge that you are my creator. I acknowledge that you are purposeful. I acknowledge that you have created life for a reason. Mashadabadaya. Can you go ahead and begin to pray? Can you pray? Can you pray? And begin to say, Lord, I acknowledge that this life is for a bigger cause than I think. This life is for a bigger reason that I have thought. I have come to you this morning. I have come to you this afternoon. Oh, I have come to you this evening, whatever time it is where you are. Can you go ahead and begin to say, Lord, I acknowledge that you are God. You are God. You are God. You are God. I knew it was a statement before now, but now it's not just a statement. It's a reality because you are the creator of the world. You are the creator of the universe. You are the creator of my life. You have created all things for your pleasures. You have created all things for your reason. You have created all things for your intent. I come to you today and I am asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, please have mercy on me. Any way I have lived below your plans and purpose, any way I have lived below your thoughts and ideas, any way I have lived below your agenda, I am coming this day. I am saying, Lord, I'm so sorry. Perhaps what you need to do is to acknowledge that you have underestimated life. What you need to acknowledge is that you have misunderstood life. You thought life was for funfare. You thought life was for your own reasons. But I've come to let you know that your reason is void, if not aligned to God's reason. And that's why Alignment 2020 is coming to you, so that you can go back to those foundations you have laid. And it is time to relate. Maybe you are listening to me. You have not even confessed Jesus as the Lord of your life. You have not even received the real life. The real life. You can just do that and say, Lord, I am sorry because I have underestimated life. I have wrongly defined life. I have seen life too much from my own lens. I have come to you today that I may see life from a different lens. I want to see life from a different lens. Are you praying wherever you are? Go ahead and begin to ask that the Lord will have mercy. Even us as believers, we need to still pray that prayer and say, Lord, have mercy. Maybe I have allowed my predicament to overshadow my calling. Maybe I have allowed my problems to overshadow my identity. Maybe I've allowed my career to overshadow your purpose. Maybe I have allowed my oriness to overshadow your timing. Today is foundational. Can you go ahead and begin to pray and say, Lord, whatever foundation I have laid that is not the right foundation, whatever foundation of identity I have laid, you thought your identity is from your job, you thought identity is your business, you thought identity is even your family background, I have come to let you know that in Christ you have joined a new family, so you don't find identity from your biological family, you don't find identity from your community, you don't find identity from your business, you don't find identity from any other place, but you find your identity in Christ. For the Bible says, even though we are dead in trespasses, but God had mercy on us, and he has raised us up and made us sit with him in heavenly places. I told you earlier that in the plan and purpose of God, you are included in that plan. In the agenda of God, you owe a valuable place. Stop looking down on yourself. Stop tying yourself to your biological background. Beyond biology, there is a spirituality. Beyond biology, there is a spiritual walk. Beyond biology, there is a spiritual agenda. For this reason, you were born to do the will of God. For this reason, you were born to carry out the agenda of God. So wherever you are, it is time for us to pray. Can we go on our feet and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost? It is time to pray. We are taking the next 35 minutes to talk to God on our foundation. Lekotobalia. I want to take a position wherever you are right now. It is time to deal with some matters that concerns my life and my destiny. You cannot go far by staying where you have been. You cannot go far by being tied to that place. It is time for the word of God to reshape in your mindset about who you are. It is time to pray and say, Lord, I have thought about me in the selfish kind of form. I have thought about me in the wrong kind of thinking. But right now, Lord, because of who I am in Christ, I am asking, Lord, that you will give me light. The spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation will come upon me right now so that I can see well. So that I can see well. Maybe you have been looking at yourself too much from the cloud of your past. Maybe you have been looking at yourself from the history of your family. It is time to change how you see yourself. It is time to change how you see yourself. How you see yourself will determine whether or not you will benefit from the plan and purpose of God. They only saw Jesus. They saw Jesus only as a carpenter's son. And the Bible says, no good thing could Jesus do in their life. Could it be possible that the reason why you are not profiting from the gospel, could it be possible that the reason why you are not making progress is because you are still struggling to see yourself the way God sees you? You are still struggling to see yourself the way God sees you. Can you pray? Can you shut yourself up right now and begin to say, Lord, I am sorry for how I have seen myself. I have looked down on myself for too long. I have looked at my past for too long. I have looked at my background for too long. I have looked at my genealogy for too long. Lord, give me the spirit of wisdom from my revelation so that I can see myself the way you see me. A spiritual eye is all you need as the foundation for a life of remission. You need to see yourself differently if you want to get some different results. You need to see yourself differently if you want to make some progress. I don't care how much the enemy has tried, but the greatest battle that the enemy is fighting is for you to give up who you are. But say with me where you are. Lord, I'm not giving up anytime soon. I'm not giving up my identity, because Christ in me is the hope of glory. Are they praying believers with me? Are you praying where you are? Jadabadagada pradadabadaya. Lekotopranosiata. Lebregetegete pradadadabadaya. Radadadabadashiadaya. Lord, have mercy on me. I come to your throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in the matter of alignment. Every way I have seen myself, that is sort of who I am in Christ. Today I pray that I am stripped of it. I am stripped of every wrong idea. I am stripped of every wrong idea. Shata takata brada da Rosia. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to understand that every time God calls a man, the first thing he does is to show the man who he is. You must understand that outside the revelation of God, there cannot be a discovery of identity. The reason why the enemy is affecting the world today is because people have tuned their eyes out to the world to find identity. Jesus said something in Luke 12, verse 15. He said, "Beware of covetousness." He said, "Because a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things he owns." If Jesus made that statement and we are in Christ, it means that our ideology or our view of material possession should be in line with that verse of scriptures. But today, the world seems to be shaping many of our ideologies. So right now, we're going to be praying and say, "Lord, whatever faulty foundation that may exist in my life as to the understanding of what life is, I pray by your word, let them be broken in the name of Jesus." You cannot continue a faulty foundation and expect to build the Lord's house. If we are being built up as God's habitation, it means we must understand His ideology, His definition, His concept about life. Go ahead and begin to pray and say, "Lord, in whatever way this world, in whatever way my past, in whatever way my past has helped me to wrongly define life, today I ask that you will give me a new vision. You will give me a new vision." Are you praying? Are you praying? In any way, life has been wrongly defined. In any way, life has been wrongly explained. Maybe they have told you wrong things about life, and now you are trying to carve God into that wrong idea. The reason why God is not profiting many is because they are trying to shape God into their view of life, and they don't understand that God is higher than their thought. They don't understand that God is wider than their ways. Can you pray and say, "Lord, I collapse all thoughts. I collapse always. I collapse all idea that is not in line with who God is. I command them to collapse right now." Are you praying, brother? Are you praying, sister? You can pray. Some things can be handled with prayer. Prayer can help you to tear down some walls. Prayer can help you to break down some foundation. Lord, have mercy on me. I am an ashada bada bada ya. Come and change my mind. Come and change my mind. Matala bada bada ya. If it means making me blind for 3 days, please, Lord, do something to my sight. I don't like the way I see life. I don't like the way I see life. I have seen life too much of a wrong view. I have had too much wrong view about life. Can you pray, brother? Can you pray, sister? Maybe that's the reason spirituality is not making sense to you. Maybe that's the reason the local church is not making sense to you. Maybe that's the reason baptism of the Holy Ghost is not making sense to you. The reason why many things will not make sense to you is if you don't even have the eye to see the way God sees. It is only when you see the way God sees that you can live the way God lives. It is only when you see the way God sees, that's when you will live the way God lives. Go ahead and pray and say, "Lord, in any way I have seen myself that is short of who I am in Christ, I pray, Lord, let that veil be removed. Let that sight be removed. Can we pray some more? Ila kaliala kalia kalia kaliada igaragagaya. God is not difficult to comprehend. The reason why sometimes we struggle with God is because we don't see things the way He sees things. The reason why you will struggle to serve Him is because you don't see things the reason why the way He sees it. I pray and say tonight, Lord, right now I am calling to you. Please, Lord, change my eyesight. Change my eyesight. Change my eyesight. Can you pray now and say, Lord, change my eyesight. I am tired of seeing men like trees. I am tired of seeing men like trees. I am tired from seeing life from self. I am tired from seeing life from self. Lord, turn my eyes. Touch my eyes. Matalanamosya. Oh, Shada. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the giver of sight. Lord, I want to see myself in the light of redemption. I want to see myself in the light of your purpose. I want to see myself. The reason why you can't walk in the spirit is because you don't see in the spirit. If you can't see, you can't walk. I know what it means when I wake up in my room and deep down in the night, I can't find my torch. And I can't find NEPA light. I can't find power supplies. And then I begin to grumble. I begin to walk. I begin to crawl. Not because I don't have feet, but because I can't see. You must understand that how far you go is determined by how far you see. Everybody pray. Lay your hands on your eyes and say, Lord, if you could do it to Apostle Paul, you change something in his eyesight and scale fell. Let every scale fall. Manana. Some of you should have gone further than this, but because you can't see further, you can't go further. If God does not clarify your visibility, He cannot enhance your movement. If God cannot change your visibility, He cannot guarantee your movement. The Bible says the psalmist spoke. He said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You must understand, if there is no sin, there can't be an alignment. That's why the Bible told her, the Bible spoke, I think in Jeremiah 1, if I'm not mistaken, verse 10, the Lord spoke to Jeremiah. He says, see, Akanamanamanamanaya, Jeremiah, see, Ratatatatatataya, Ratatatatatabadaya. Can you pray? Are there believers here? Can you pray and say, Lord, do something to my vision, do something to my sin? I am tired of seeing things the way I want to see them. It is time for me to have an exchange of sight. Makanana mana shadadaya. Jida. Jida. Rakadagada bradadabadadadaya. Jida. Rakadagadayadadayadadaya. See. Krananosia. The Bible says in Isaiah 43, he said, see, he said, behold, I will do anything. You will see. Whatever you don't see, you cannot lay hold on. Whatever you don't see, you can't walk by faith. If you don't see by faith, you can't walk by faith. If you don't see by faith, I think verse 19, if I'm not mistaken, he says, see, behold. Behold, I will do a new thing. He said, now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Everybody say, Lord, I strip myself of seeing things the way the world sees. I want new sight. I want to see well. Brada da 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 da
perhaps the reason why things have not been working is because there is a secret you have not known. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33 verse 3, he said, call upon me and I will answer you, and I will show, to show means to see, to show means to look at. Everybody say, Lord, give me new sight. I am tired of seeing things the way the world sees it. I am tired of seeing life the way the world sees it. Lekoto prada da bada 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 ya da bada bada baya rabada gada prada da da bada 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 ya rada da 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 bala gada prada da da bada bada ya rekete kete prada da 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 ya rababa bada barabada gada prada da da bada 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 ya rekete kete bele kete bele kete bele kete bele kete rababa bada barabada gada bada bada ya rada da 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 ya. Are you not tired of seeing men like trees? Are you not tired of seeing things so scantily? You have been born again for some years now, yet you still do not know who you are in Christ. Are you not tired? Are you not tired? Go ahead and pray and say, Lord, that you might give me new sight, that you might open my eyes. I can say this to you, that perhaps the reason we are not seeing the move of God, the manifestation of the things of the Spirit, is not because they are not available, but there is something called seed. The apostles saw things differently, and they had a different result. The Pharisees saw things differently, and they had a different result. It is how you see that you will get. But go ahead and pray and say, Lord, I strip myself of every blurness. I strip myself of every false vision. Maybe you have seen the wrong thing, that's why you are holding to it. Maybe the things you keep seeing, you keep seeing your past, you don't see any other thing but your past. But I have come with the good news that your destiny is not in your past. Your future is not in your past. Your future is in Christ. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Can you pray and say, Lord, help me to see. Help me to see. Help me to see. Jesus, Son of David, please give me eyes. I know they are telling me to keep quiet, but they don't know what it means to be blind. They don't know what it means to be blind. They are telling me to hold my peace. That's because they don't know what it means to be blind. But Jesus, Son of David, if you will, please give me some eyes. Pray, brother. Pray, sister. I know you love God and you love all the saints, but I want you to know this, that how far you will go in your place in destiny is determined by how well you lay this foundation of identity. I want to know you, Lord, because in knowing you, I will know who I am. Oh, Shadabadaya. Brada Dabadaya. Legetegede Brada Dabadaya. Legete Brada Dabadabadaya. Le Prototo Shadabadabadabadaya. Oh, Jesus. Do something to my vision. Oh, Jesus. Do something to the lenses in my eyes. I don't know if it's myopia, or hypermyopia. Whatever eye defect that I'm struggling with, Jesus, you are the treater. Treat me tonight. Treat me right now. It is time to see life differently. It is time to see life differently. Shagada barada gada, brada gada, brada gada, brada gada, brada gada, brada gada. Are you praying? You can pray some more. Don't get tired. It's a matter of vision. It's a matter of vision. It's a matter of vision. The reason why you have been doing trial and error is because you don't see well. The reason why you are confused is because you don't see well. If there is anything the enemy knows well to do, it is to afflict people with myopia. It is to afflict
afflict people with short-sightedness. They can't see well, and because of that, they are kept in a spot. Everybody pray and say, Lord, by the provision of redemption, I have access to sight. I have access to revelation. By the provision of redemption, I can know things. For it said in Matthew 13, in verse 10, it said, unto you is given to know the miseries of the kingdom, my identity in Christ. Lord, open my eyes. I am tired of people telling me who I am. I come to you today. I set myself apart. I want you to show me who I am. Because when it comes from you, I can trust it more. Because when it comes from you, pray. This is the first foundation you need to lay. Is the foundation of identity. Why build a house on the wrong identity? Why build your destiny on the wrong identity? Why build your ministry on the wrong identity? Why build your marriage on the wrong identity? The reason why people will marry mixed is because they don't know who they are. The reason why people will do different wrong jobs is because they don't know who they are. When you know who you are, it will affect your choices. When you know who you are, it will affect your decisions. When you know who you are, it will affect everything about you. Can we pray and say, Lord, I am tired of a vague vision. I am tired of a false view. I am tired of a wrong view. Lord, open my eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of your word of my identity. Libra da 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 ya. Oh, I am tired of carrying this wrong identity. You'll be so amazed to know how many today are living life with a wrong identity. They got married to the wrong person because they don't know who they are. If you don't know who you are, how can you love yourself? If you don't know who you are, how can you serve others? If you don't know who you are, how can you know your timing? Oh, Shadabadaya. Keledosia. Lepradadosia. It is time to put up some new lens. It is time to change your goggles. You thought that the atmosphere was black. I know while we were growing up, there is this eyeglass they used to buy for us. When you wear it, you will think that it is night. You will be telling your younger ones, everywhere is night. But no, the problem is not everywhere. The problem is your eye. It is what you are seeing. There is a goggle, there is a lens in that eye. Can you pray and say, Lord, refabricate my lenses? Can you pray and say, Lord, refabricate my lenses? I am tired of seeing people the wrong way. I am tired of seeing life the wrong way. I am tired of seeing things. Do you know the reason why you get angry so easily? It's because of the way you choose to see things. Go ahead and pray and say, Lord, I am changing my sin. Come and do something to my sight. Come and refabricate my lens. Come and change my attitude. Come and alter my belief system. Come on, pray, brother. Can you pray where you are and say, Lord, by the power of your word, recalibrate me, revitalize me, restructure my vision? Are you not tired of seeing men like Moses? Are you not tired of seeing men as grasshoppers? The reason many of them could not enter the promised land was that when they got there, rather than seeing who they were, they saw grasshoppers. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. They said we were like grasshoppers. And they forgot that grasshoppers don't eat grapes. The reason why there are grapes in that land is because you are made of God to be fruitful. You are coming with a new life to harvest it. Why look at yourself as grasshoppers? I pray for you right now. Wherever you are, receive new eyes. Wherever you are, receive new vision. Lay your hands on your eyes right now. I command every blindness to be turned to sight right now. I release the power of the Holy Ghost right where you are, and I command every darkness to disappear. I command every scale to fall. Now receive your sight. Now receive your sight. Now receive your sight. Kalarosia. Legete prego siada. Libra nanosia. Bregetegete brada da da bada gada. Bregetegete bregetegete prodododo shada bada bada badaya. Rababa bada barabada gada brada da bada badaya. Reketele belebosia da barabada badaya. Reketele belebosia da barabada bada bada. Reketele belebosia da bada 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 bada. Reketele belebosia da barabada bada badaya. Rekete le belebosia la bala bala bashia da 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 da. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Shadabara Dabadaga Dabrada Dabadaya. Brigitte Prototopo Shadabala Bala 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 Bala. Reketele belebosia da barabada badabada badaba. Reketele belebosia da barabada gada brada da badabada badabada. Reketele belebosia da badabada badabada badaba. Reketele belebosia da badabada badabada. Reketele belebosia da badabada badabada gada brada da badabada bada. Reketekete brada da badabada badabada badabada. Rababada barabada gada badabada badaya. Rababada barabada badabada brada da badabada badaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God. I feel a release in my spirit. Glory to God. Oh, Father, thank you. Can we go ahead and begin to bless the name of the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Take all the glory, Lord. I know who I am. I am coming into the right understanding of who I am. Glory to God. I am coming into a revelation of who I am. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.